Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It is great to be connecting with all of you today. Amazing day. You know, some days I just have to pinch myself, and I know you guys have heard me say this over and over and over again, because I wake up and I think about, I'm no different than any of you listening to the show. And what I mean by that is I have to get up, I have to pay my bills, you know, I have to clean my house, I have to take care of the things that all of you take care of. But for a really long part of my life, I did that and did a job that I really wasn't happy in, although I tried to make myself happy in it. And what I've come to realize is that, you know, there's something about energy, there's something beautiful about the lives we live. And many people have said to me over the past 10 years since we've been doing this, originally as Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life, you know, they've asked me questions like, how did you know this is what you were going to love to do? And how did you know that this was the path you were meant to be on? And the answer is as follows. I did not. I did not know this would be the thing that I would love to do. I didn't know that this would even be in my wildest dreams. And, you know, that's why when I wake up every day, I do have to stop and do a very, very important energy exercise, which is actually a prayer. And that exercise is something that, you know, my friend Donna Eden has talked about for a really long time. I've come to know it as the praise you and raise you prayer. And so part of that is all about what we learn in life, what we can do in life, and what we can be in life. The other part to this that's become so important to me is what we can give back in life. Now I get to connect with some of the most incredible people. Barbara Evans is joining me here today. We're going to do a couple of really cool things. I just put this on Facebook that for those of you that are listening, you're going to be able to call into the show. You're going to be able to connect with Barbara. You're going to be able to be part of these messages of universal wisdom. Absolutely incredible, the work that she has done. Born in England. And you're going to hear a little bit about her story. But how did she make that transition from biologist and high school teacher to healer, author, and transformational healing artist? How the heck does that happen? But here's what I know. Something was up in 1990. Something was in the air. Because that's when I started to make my little rebellious move. 1990, write that date down, because that's when she had a major awakening, and we're going to talk about that. But what absolutely grabbed hold of her and catapulted her to this world of beauty, of artistry, of healing? She travels across the globe, providing tools and consultations and solutions for people to understand the power that they have within, you know, that power of achieving optimal holistic healing and what that means. Today, we're going to get to talk about the messages of universal wisdom. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be doing some simple readings during the shows for you guys. But also, I hear from my buddy Linda that Barbara is also going to do a little something with me. I have incredible beautiful, beautiful deck of cards in front of me, and we're going to talk about what they are with all of you and how they work. So I invite everyone to join in. Join in on the fun, join in on life, and join in on the possibilities of what you dream about, what maybe you hold so close to your heart, what makes us so vulnerable and yet so courageous in who we are. Barbara, welcome to the show. It is so wonderful to have you here. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you. It is wonderful to be with you today.
So 1990 was an important year for you. I know it was an important year for me. I think they put something in the water.
I think so. I think it's like, okay, it's an alarm going off. Wake up time.
Oh, man. Tell our listeners what the wake up call for you was like that brought you to this very point where you are today.
I mean, the wake up call for me was very difficult, and I think it is often for many people. It not necessarily so, but it does seem that it's when you hit sort of what you feel is rock bottom that you say there has to be another way of doing
it. Yes.
There has to be another way of living my life, and that's what it was like for me. And it was really brought about by my father experiencing cancer and leaving this world through that route. And it was very, very difficult for me to watch. And because at that time I had no conscious spiritual side to myself at all. And so when he left, it was as if he had gone into oblivion, and I was just devastated. So that, for me, created this real, you know, bottom of the world type thing. And it was from there that I began to search for a different way of living and being within the world. And I was lucky enough, or it was divinely guided, or however you like to look at it, synchronicities started to happen, and I discovered energy healing. And that in itself was a huge jump from being a teacher of biology. And I was just fascinated by this world of energy. And then as I sort of discovered gifts and skills within that world, I hit another crisis in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was that second crisis that led me into the artwork. And all of the time, once I'd started this journey, it was what makes my heart sing?
Mm.
What brings joy? And I started to use that joy within my heart, that inspiration that I really want to find out about this, as being my major guide, which has led me to where I am now.
Well, you know, I want to talk about this in a couple of different ways. Definitely today during the show, we're gonna demonstrate to our listeners how this works.
Mm-hmm.
For those folks out there, the other thing I want to say to you is we're going to be able to take your calls today as well. We have a toll-free number here tonight, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. So we can, you know, have you join in on what we're doing. Have you be part of the discovery process. You know, I have in front of me messages of Universal Wisdom, the cards, the deck, as well the empowerment cards, as well as the book, Messages of Universal Wisdom. And one of the things I remembered saying to you last time you were on the show, is, you know, how visually amazing the work is that you did, because I'm such a visual person, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm so visual that I have a learning disorder where when people speak words and I read words, I actually see pictures. So
mm-hmm.
Your book, of course, went right to the core of who I am and the way I think and the things I do. And I wanted to ask you about the power of, you know, what I call the visual messages, you know, these universal wisdom messages that you've put together, and why art has become so much a part of the healing process.
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible. I mean, I have also been somebody who has always learned through seeing things.
Yeah.
And so from that point of view, it really makes sense that I would communicate these messages through artwork, except that I didn't know I was an artist. But it has been really fascinating how it's developed. I started with a basis and a foundation in sacred geometry, which is studied by many people and is known to hold a healing power within those geometry designs. I think of it as the language of the universe. And when you look at nature, these sacred geometry designs are everywhere within nature, from a snowflake to the way the petals form in a flower to the spiral within a shell or a pine cone. Mm. So these symbols, if you like, are everywhere. And so that I took that and started to bring other energies in as well. I use crystals and the color, and all of these work together in a synergistic way to really raise the vibration and the frequency of any space in which they're put. And as you hold them in front of you, for those special people who can see changes in energy fields, as someone holds a piece of this art in front of them, these people with this ability are able to see shifts and changes within their energy field simply by holding it and contemplating the image.
Well, one of the things that I was really struck by, you know, also getting familiar again with everything you do, is this idea of unlocking the image keys. And mm-hmm. I want to talk about this a little bit, you know, and to tell folks what these keys are and why it's so important to sort of resonate or understand things, especially for those folks out there, Barbara, that want to change, you know? I mean, one of the things that I just got, if you ask somebody, how many of you love your life, would not change a thing? Usually in the audience, there are a few people that raise their hands, right?
Right.
But most people will think, well, gee, you know, maybe I want a new boyfriend, or maybe I'd like to move my house, or maybe I'd like to lose 10 pounds. Or for some people, maybe they're too afraid of really asking for what they really want. And that's the conversation that I was struck by, you know, in looking at this today. So can you please just talk with us on how the messages of universal wisdom, you know, how the empowerment cards, how your work helps people truly define what it is that their heart is calling them forth to do or be.
Mm-hmm. So I feel that everybody carries within them all that they need
mm-hmm.
within this lifetime, but that a lot of it is sleeping. And so we may have gifts inside of us that we brought into this life, which are so dormant that we don't even know that they're there. And for those people who feel they have this sense that, I mean, a lot of people have a sense that they're here for a reason and they have something to do, but they really don't know what it is. And for those people, I really feel that they have these gifts inside, which are waiting for them to discover. And these image keys that I have been guided to bring into the world help to awaken that. They actually help to awaken the essence, the blueprint that we carry, so that we can unfold those gifts which we have within us. And it happens in a very sort of easy way. And using the cards on a daily basis is a really helpful way of raising your vibration. And as you raise your vibration, these you start to connect with these gifts that you carry. And so I would, I shuffle the cards as you would any set of cards, and then I might say, which card is going to help me with my day-to-day? Or you may want to, you may want to be asking to discover your gifts. But for me, on a daily basis, it's like, which one's going to help me with my day? And if you start that way and you start to see them bringing about shifts and changes in what is happening in your day, and from that it might just be the way that you look at what is happening or you feel about what is happening in your day. So let me just choose a card. Do you have your cards in front of you?
Are you kidding? Absolutely. Are you? Do I have my cards? I'm right here.
Okay.
I was hoping we'd get right to it.
Okay. So I am going to pick a card just to see what comes forward for our radio show today. Oh, and I have chosen awareness, galactic connection, which is awareness of our connections to everything that exists within creation. And those connections have always existed, but our ability to sense them has been blocked for thousands of years. And now, at this particular time in the evolution of humanity and the Earth, we are getting to clear that so that we can once more really know, feel with every ounce of our being that we are connected to everything else that exists in creation.
Mm.
And so that is the message that comes forward, first of all, for us and for all of the listeners today.
Mm. I think it's beautiful. I mean, you know, I'm someone that, you know, grew up never thinking I'd be able to put a sentence together, you know, as somebody that stuttered most of her life. And, you know, so for me to be able to even have this conversation with you is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really does talk to the wisdom of the universe and the wisdom that each of us has a divine birthright to be happy. Each of us has a divine birthright to really choose and, you know, be in that essence of freedom. And so that's why I'm so glad about this. Now, should I choose a card? How should I go about this? Okay, are we ready? Should I be thinking of a question or?
You could do.
Right.
Are you going to share your question?
I would love to. Okay, so should I tell you the card first or the question?
I think the question.
You know, the question for me was, and I'm going to try to remember it. It came in and came out so quickly as we were doing this. But my question was really about show me the way to the next level of my life. You know, show me the way to reach more people. I mean, I kind of said this really quickly to myself, so it sounds like a long series of things, but it all means the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, show me the way, whether it's writing my book, but show me the way that I could get in front of or be with more people to share a message of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked the freedom card. I picked card. Yeah, I know. I know. It's like, okay, here we go. So here's what the card says. It says, creating the new dream. My gift is freedom. And isn't it interesting that I would pick this card? I mean, you'll have to explain it. And I want to ask another question along the way, and maybe you can help. Because sometimes, and I actually heard this today on my show, you know, from one of the listeners. She said, you know, I love cards. I love to do this. I pick the card, and then I get stuck in the place of doubt. So would you mind talking about this card from what you believe just happened? And then also about what she called the pinnacles of doubt. I don't know where that came from.
Well, the card itself is about knowing that you are free to create your highest dream. And the energies of that particular card help to really balance your masculine and feminine energy, because we each carry this masculine and feminine energy. And our feminine energy is about our dreaming and our intuition and our receiving and our nurturing. And the masculine side of our energy is about our logical thought and our ability to put things into action. And so creating the new dream helps to bring balance to those two sides so that we can be really dreaming and inspired and connected and know what it is that we are on the earth for and what will make our heart sing. And then this other side of us helps us to bring that into manifestation. And so that card is all about, and it's very much about doing this with peace and beauty and joy as your experience. Mm. So it is just an absolutely incredible card.
I love it. And you know, for those of you out there, I would like to invite all of you, if you would like, Barbara, to work with you live on air today during the show. This would be an incredible time for you to do that. You know, you can call toll-free right now, get in the queue, so you can have the essence of a reading that this is amazing. I've done this with Barbara before. We have a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. Please feel free to dial away, or if you go to transformationtalkradio.com or the drpatshow.com, on the right-hand side, you can ask your question. When we pull a card like this, I would love for you to talk a little bit about, and let's use me as an example until we get some other folks here. But, I, you know, sometimes people get this information and they're not quite sure what to do with it. Or they get a card like I just received. And I was taking a class and I was studying Emma Curtis Hopkins. And one of the things that I was really struck by was one of her principles or covenants, you know, that has to do with faith. And the importance of faith, not from a religious point of view, but let's call it a conviction in what we believe. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you from an energetic point of view, what role does that play? Because I know a lot of times we talk about the science and everything is energy, but from your point of view, can you really talk for a minute about conviction and the power of that and what to do when we are hit, as someone said to me on air, getting blindsided by something. And that's the way she described it.
Right. And I think that if you are blindsided by something, then it's, and you recognize that, then it's a case of pulling out all of the tools that you have in your toolbox to bring you back into balance again.
Mm.
And many of us have many tools,
right.
And the cards that we're talking about right now are one of those possible tools. And what is so wonderful about them is that they actually contain this amazing energy within the cards themselves. And so if something like that happens to you, you can go to the cards. You can say, what do I need to know now? And choose one of the cards. And each of the cards in the deck has a partner card. It's got the same image on. One of them just has a keyword and the other one actually has writing on it. So some people are really attracted more to the pictures. Some people like to read the words, which capture the essence of the picture. But basically, if you hold one of them in one hand and one of them in the other hand, and many people can actually just feel this sort of tingling energy or warmth or maybe like waves of energy moving up their arms when they hold the cards, and it can help to shift the energy. You can hold the picture card to your heart and then read the words. And as the words are helping your mind to make a slight shift in its perception, the energies that you're holding to your heart are also helping to both to clear and to bring more love back into that heart space. and to help you open your heart just a little bit more after this, whatever it is that's happened to you. And so spending time with these energies helps you to shift and change.
Mm.
And we're all faced with these challenges to a greater or lesser extent. And I feel that each time we face a challenge, it's a case of, well, how do I deal with this and get back to who I am and shift into a place that I know within my heart is filled with love and peace? How do I get back there? How do I reconnect with that? And as I do that, you radiate that peace out into the world, and that affects everybody around you. And so things shift and change around you as well.
Yes. Let's do this, because I want to continue with this, because this is really an opening for a broader conversation. You know, I'm really called to talk about the theme tonight, and that is using the messages of universal wisdom to help guide us, but also to remind us of that innate power we have to create what we want. So why don't we continue? Have you pull a card and then I'll pull another one. And I guess for me, the question is, given what I've just chosen, you know, what might I learn and do to strengthen myself? You know, how do I go about this? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
You know, what is it that I can learn?
Step.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I will pick a card in answer to your question of what would your first step be in the road to creating this highest dream that you have. Wow. And the answer is abundance. Which is an interesting card to come out in answer to creating the new dream. And so this one is all about the vibrations of joy, prosperity, expansion, and support, and that it is actually time to celebrate success.
Mm.
That these energies, these higher energies of peace, balance, joy, they are the energies of what I call the new earth. And they are in total alignment with the creation of your highest dream. So to me, it is suggesting that as you align yourself with the joy and allow yourself to expand, you will receive the support that you need. And in a prosperous, abundant way, you will be able to step out into the world in an even greater way than you have to this point.
You know, I think this is beautiful. Wait till you see what the cards that jumped out of this deck. I love this conversation, you know, because I think it's going to be helpful to everyone. You know, I've talked to more people, and I'm sure you have, Barbara. And for those of you just tuning in, Barbara Evans is my very special guest. We're going to give you her website in a minute. As I mentioned before, we are taking your calls and your instant feedback questions. One of the things that I just wanted to address as well in what you just said is, you know, 9 times out of 10 with folks, at least, you know, from doing the radio show, their dreams are, what did one of my listeners say to me not too long ago? You know, my dreams are blemished. That was the word. My dreams are blemished by the fear. My dreams are blemished by scarcity thinking. That's what she said. You know, she said, my dreams are blemished. And what she's saying is, how do we put our lives together? As I picked the Freedom card before, now Abundance. And by the way, I don't know if you remember that, but that's the card that I picked for me last time, Abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Last time you were on the show.
And we also picked, I think, did we not both pick the Freedom card?
We did pick the Freedom card. And hello, here it is again, right?
Yeah.
And so there is this act that we must take, and it is an act of knowing. And this is really what I've come to learn in the past couple of weeks, you know, through this class that I was taking. It's not enough to have a dream. There's a piece of it where you have to believe that that dream is already a reality in your life. And that's really been critical. Now, do you want to know which cards that I pulled one and three of them came out, actually.
That's always interesting.
I know it is. Okay, so here's what's interesting. I pulled the card that I pulled out and asking myself this question is the transit of Venus. My gift is love.
Right.
Image key number 12. But the card that fell out after it was also a love card. And that's the one, you know, that has empowered love. So there were three cards that fell out in the second part of this question. Two of them are love cards, and one was a card of courage, unity over water. I'd love to hear your interpretation of that, Barbara.
So the two love cards are the, yes, are the same picture, but one has words on it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So it's actually very unusual that you would pick one card and that those of that the matching card would come out of the deck at the same time without you having to look for it. So to me, that means that that message is a particularly powerful message, and it really is about allowing yourself to be empowered by love. And that is the sort of divine love of creation. It's not necessarily the romantic type of love. It's the love that is deeper than that. It is the love that is unconditional. And so allowing that to both empower you and be your guide is very powerful. And then the courage card is very much about having the courage to trust your inner knowing. And that once you've trusted your inner knowing, you then have the courage to put it into action. And I think that as for the people who, you know, might feel that they identify with the fact that their dreams are blemished, if those were the words that you used, then you can begin to put this back together in baby steps. And I don't know about your journey of awakening, but certainly for me, it happened in steps. It did not happen overnight.
Right. No, mine didn't either.
And as those tiny baby steps were made in the first place, there was no indication of where they were going to lead to. And it was simply a case of trusting, of taking all of that courage to step outside the box I'd been living in and find this new path. But it was baby steps. It was little steps. And as I took the little steps, I felt so inspired. It encouraged me to take more steps. And so I think that's a very important key to this whole process.
I think it is, too. I want to just let everyone know Barbara Evans is joining us here today. And for those of you that would like to join us on air, I definitely have an opportunity for you to do that. The best way to do it, well, there's actually a couple of really best ways to do it. One of the ways you can do it is simply go to dial 1-888-627-6008. And they will pick up your call and join us on air, and we'll be more than thrilled to do a reading. Or you can go to the drpatshow.com website, and on the right-hand side, just go ahead and type your question in if you'd like to do that. Or you can go to Transformation Talk Radio, and you can go ahead and do the same thing and go ahead and type your question in. A question that came in, and I think it would be great, but before we go to answer that question, Barbara, what I would love to be able to do is make sure folks know how to get some information about you and to get a deck of the cards and so forth. What's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is to go onto my website, which is crystalwingshealingart.com, and there's of information there, and there is also a shopping cart, and you can get a card deck in the shopping cart, and if you put in the code radio, you will get a 10% discount also.
I got a question that came in, and I think this is probably going to, we're going to probably end up pulling a card for this, at least one or two. How do you let go of people and not resent or dislike them? Okay. Do you need any more information on that one, Barbara?
I think we'll just shuffle the cards and see what
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. A potentially tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, and the answer is wisdom.
Oh.
Like
wisdom.
Whoa. Wisdom. And the interesting thing about this wisdom card is that there is a central column of golden light. And this central column of golden light is offering to ignite our DNA that we carry deep within us. And as this is ignited, it expands our consciousness. And as we expand our consciousness, we access deeper levels of our inner self. And with that comes more wisdom. And as we access more wisdom and raise our consciousness, it moves us into a different place. And it's often possible to look at these relationships from a different point of view, and to find the gift in them. Even at the time, they may have been very difficult relationships.
Yeah.
They have brought you to be who you are. And so you can take it from that point, and what you have learned, and carry that forward with an increase in consciousness and wisdom, and move on towards the creation of your highest dream without the anger and fear, to leave that behind.
You know, I want to talk about this for a minute because we may, in fact, pull another card. You know, resentment has a certain energy, and we didn't talk about this just yet. We didn't talk about some of the energies, and I think that there are a couple of themes that have come up over the past couple of weeks with folks calling into my show. You know, relationships like this question, we've gotten a bunch of them as well. But this idea of, and I want to thank you for sending your question in. Thank you so much for asking that question, because, you know, to be able to say, how do I let go of people and resentment, that is an incredible vulnerability. But resentment has an energy, and I would love for you, Barbara, to explain this, because we don't take enough time to think about the energy of some of these emotions or feelings and what they will continue to bring into our lives and what the benefit is of letting go of people and that you may resent or dislike.
Yeah, because really resentment almost, it holds us in a lower vibration. And there are many of these energies that hold us in that lower place. So anger and fear, resentment, greed is another one. So these keep us from reaching our potential. They keep us and prevent us from actually connecting with the joy that is within our hearts. And so when we hold on to that resentment, we're not able to blossom into the people that we have the potential to be. And so it's really for our own personal benefit, huge personal benefit, that we let go of those. And as we let go of them, we raise, I look at it as raising our frequency or raising our vibration. And as we do that, we get more in touch with the joy that's inside. And for me, right now, it seems very much about connecting with that inner child, the innocence and joy that we had when we were very young children, and it's like, how do you connect with
that? Oh, I know. I know. That's perfect.
That
right.
And live from that place again. Because
right.
We have the ability to do it, but it's not always easy. But it's like, yes, that's what I want to do.
You know, one of the other themes around this that's come up today, and I just got I got a question that came in. I'm going to ask the question because I think this person is dead on, really, right on. You know, I'm listening to the show, and you know, I've got to ask both of you. I hear you talk about dreams, and I hear you talk about going after it. But I also heard you meant scarcity. How do you get rid of scarcity thinking? How do you get rid of negative thinking? You know, how do you hold on to a dream in the highest level of abundance and take action if you're living scarcity at the same time? Wow. Great. Wow. Bam. Bam on that question, right?
Yes. Excellent question.
Yeah, let's see. You're going to pull a card on that, and I'm going to pull a card.
I am.
That's
and you
from
can
Lori.
Pull a card as well. Okay.
Yep. Lori, we're going to pull the cards for you because I'm sure every one of us, myself included, when we think about our dreams, we got that little thing hanging on in there that says, oh, you know, the money just may not come.
Right.
I love this coming right out of the gate. Bam.
So, have you chosen your card yet?
I did pick my card. So the card I picked was the card with the words on it, and it's joy. So I can't wait to hear what that has to do with scarcity, at least in my consciousness.
I know. Well, actually...
I have two cards, actually. New beginnings and joy.
Okay. And the one I got was oneness.
Wow.
I mean, very powerful cards.
Mm-hmm.
The joy card is very interesting because the joy card comes out almost like for two groups of people. It comes out for the group of people who are really already experiencing joy in their life, and it's like a confirmation to them. And then it comes out for people who have lost touch with the joy in their life. And when it happens that way round, the energies of that joy card have come forward to really help to step by step ignite that joy once more, because we all have it buried in there somewhere. And this card helps you to clear away the layers that are hiding it, so that you can feel it once more. And to, again, start to be able to feel joy within your life. Now, the oneness card is about knowing that you are connected. It's very much like the awareness card, although the image is incredibly different. It's about knowing that you are connected and one with everything else. And as you begin to feel that, it's really about awakening to the fact that life is so much more than we've been led to believe.
Mm.
And as you begin to realize that, it's like each one of us is a unique individual moving in a world that is all connected. And truly, the energy of the world, of the universe, of creation, is love. And truly, it is an abundant world.
Yeah.
And as we begin to really trust that and search for that and take the tiniest little piece of abundance in our life and honor it, whether it is something that is related to money, or maybe it may be a beautiful flower that is growing in your yard, whatever beauty, joy, and abundance is surrounding you, to appreciate it and honor it helps more to come in.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You know, I think we may have time for one more comment or one more question that's come in. Thank you guys for a great show. Barbara, how do you get unstuck? What can we learn to help us not be stuck? I love that question. It's pretty simple, but you know, who doesn't get stuck? I don't know about you. I've been stuck a couple times today myself.
Right. And it's, for me, it's turn to your tools. Because everything is within us. But at the same time, we need help to really maintain that connection. Mm. And the tool might be to meditate. It might be to use the cards. There are so many possible tools that are helpful.
Yeah.
It may be to go for a walk in nature.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting? The card I pulled on that question was the wisdom card. I mean, doesn't that really say it when we're thinking about tools? You know, the tools that are put in front of us are truly from a place of wisdom. And I wanted to ask you about what you have discovered in your own self when you are ready to take your life, as they say, to the next level. Mm-hmm. What would be three things that you would say to people for them to be reminded of?
To really, really trust their inner knowing of when something is right for them and when it's not. And to allow that feeling within their heart to be their major guide. I feel our heart is so aware, so intelligent, knows so much, and we all know how to read it when we start, when we become aware of that, because we've been taught to ignore it. And so as we start to focus on, well, what is my heart telling me about this? It's to go on your inner guidance, your inner knowing, what your heart tells you, I think is my greatest advice.
Mm. Well, this is, for me, it's this is, again, another wonderful, wonderful show. I want to talk a little bit about the cards and how people can get their deck of cards. And let's talk a little bit about how to use them and when to use them, because I think they're just amazing. What would you recommend for people? Clearly, these cards are about going deeper as well.
Yeah.
You know, and let's just tell folks a little bit about the cards.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
They have incredibly very bright, colorful pictures on them, which are just, I think, beautiful to look at. And they are great support on a daily basis. So to start your day, some people use them in the morning. What do I need for my day today? Some people will use them just before they go to bed to almost like calm the energy of the day and put them into a nice place before they go to sleep at night. And I always advise people, if a challenge arises during the day and you have your cards with you, then you can say, what do I need to know now in this moment? And it is just phenomenal how the card that you will pick will be an answer to that question. And if you can't see why it is an answer, it's something that really needs contemplating, because the card deck is phenomenal in the way the right card comes out for the right question. And so if you can't see the link, there is going to be one. And so it's really good to then contemplate it. What is it that I should be seeing in this? What is the message that I'm missing here?
And, you know, I think that I think we would be remiss not having a moment in speaking about fear.
Mm-hmm.
And just saying the words, you know, for many people, what are we most afraid of? You know, I know I was asked that question, and, you know, I used to make up a story about that, right? What are you most afraid of? And then I finally realized that every time I'm asked that question, my mind immediately goes to one place, a past place in my life. And that is when I was at age 17 and I was thrown out of my house and I was homeless. And it was fascinating that it just came up for me now as you were speaking, you know, because an experience like that, you know, that gets embedded in your cells. And I don't want to carry that energy with me, whatever that means to be homeless. You know, for those of you out here listening, you're going to put a lot of different meanings to that. But it becomes an essence sometimes that we carry around. And I was just really struck by the fact it came up as you were speaking. What do you make of that?
I'm just going to get you one more card. And which of these cards is going to really help you to release that? My goodness. So I've just put all the cards that we've been playing with back into the card deck and reshuffled it, and out came oneness again.
Mm.
And
I get that card. I really get it. Yeah. You know, what it means to me is remembering that, you know, the divine, God, whatever you call it, and I are one. And that any power that comes from that essence for me is the same power that's within me. And I think that's such a powerful reminder.
Yeah.
What does it mean for you, that card?
Very, very much the same. That mm-hmm. that we are just connected. We are connected to the Creator. We are part of creation. We are part of the Creator. That we have this divine essence within us. And everybody does. And we are all one, but we're also one with the trees and with
yeah.
the flowers and with
yes.
the earth and the crystals and the planets and the stars. And then it's like the oneness is also an amazing vastness.
Mm. You know, Barbara, I can't thank you enough. I want to make sure we take a minute and let folks know again how to find out more about you, how to find out about the cards, how to find out and get a copy of your book, and also to connect with you personally for getting some of this work done that they may want to get done.
Mm-hmm. And I do personal sessions. They can contact me through my website. They can email me through the website, and all of these things, the cards, the book, and I have a coloring journal, a DVD for meditation, as well as lots of art prints on my website, which is crystalwingshealingart.com. And for anybody who is anywhere close to Chicago, that I will be at the Whole Life Expo between May 31 and June 2nd in Chicago. And it is going to be the most incredible event, and I will be speaking. I will have a booth there and would be delighted to meet any mm-hmm. of the listeners.
Especially well, and I wanted to mention to everyone that, you know, they really would want to find out about this incredible work that you've created, this high vibrational work that you've created in the Eden Method. You know, the art of raising frequency, because I think that's so, so important right now. I mean, almost all the questions today were really about that, right?
Right. How do you move from those lower frequencies of doubt and fear into the place of feeling inner peace, joy, and love? And for me, that's moving from lower frequencies to higher frequencies. It's bringing in the energies of the higher dimensions and living them as your day-to-day experience.
I love it. You know, I so want to honor everything that you're doing, and, you know, your beauty and the essence of and power of the work and how you're helping so many people. It is really, believe me, I do pinch myself every day that I wake up and I think about, you know, my life and getting to talk with people like you. And for me to be able to feature your work. So thank you so much. And I'd like to ask you one last question. You know, what is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with here today?
That everybody is just, you hold that incredible essence within you. And you are being offered an opportunity in a lifetime to awaken it and to really experience it and share it with the world.
Wow, thank you so much for joining me here on the show today. And by the way, the two cards that came out when I was asking that question about my homeless days were healing and insight.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on here at the Dr. Pat Show. Barbara Evans, very special guest. Barbara, you are always welcome on the show. Thank you so much again
Thank
for
you.
Joining us here today.
It is so wonderful. A great show, and I can't believe it has gone so fast.
It is really zipped right by. For those of you out there that have missed any part of this, if you go to the Dr. Pat Show, and or you go to Transformation Talk Radio, you can certainly go ahead and you'll find this show up in a couple of days. Thank you, Barbara, so much. Thank everybody out there. Thank you so much for showing up and being who you are. We'll see you next time on the show.
Soapboxes way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taking off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Someday, not somehow, not me.